Good morning, America. You listen to the Barry from a Morning Show with Sharon Lizzie. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Barry.
How you do?
I'm doing great.
She is here. Good morning, D.
Good morning.
And Don the producer, you over there?
Yo, yo.
All right, guys, we got a great show for you here today. But before we get into that, Sharon, you know what to do. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me at SharonLizzie1 on Twitter and Instagram and SharonLizzie on Facebook.
All right, she.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram at @IM_DMarie and the number 2.
The producer.
DGrew_forreal on the gram.
Yes. All right. And if you're looking for me, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @IAmBarryFarmer. If you need an extra dose.
And extra dose.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yes.
You can always visit BarryFarmer.com. All right, guys, we got a great show for you here today. We'll be right back right after this.
And we're back on the Barry Farmer Morning Show with Sharon Lizzie. I'm your girl, DeMarie.
DeMarie!
So, do you guys ever wonder about the different dialects in different states? Mm. You know, like how...
You mean like why they came about?
Like, you know what I mean? Like two...
And
you know certain things that
that
you guys say here in Virginia.
You guys.
Because you know, I don't talk like that.
What is it?
She's a Northern.
What do we say?
Like
Jank.
Okay, for like children. What do you say?
Churn.
No, he says churn.
They're not churn. And sneakers, you know, because we call them sneakers up north.
Oh, okay.
And then you guys call them tennis shoes. They're not tennis shoes.
The tennis shoes here.
What Venus and Serena wear are tennis shoes. They're not
sneakers.
They're sneakers.
They're tennis shoes.
And what about
here.
Make groceries?
I do make
you
groceries.
Cannot.
How do you make groceries?
Cannot.
I'm
groceries.
Sorry.
I buy
How do you
them.
Make groceries?
I make groceries.
I'm going to the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
How do you make groceries?
I put them in the basket and they're made.
What? Okay.
That's
I buy
how
groceries.
You make groceries.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
I've always made groceries.
Mm-hmm.
I will be making groceries.
I remember when I first moved here, and I remember my son was in school, and he was, you know, in kindergarten. He was learning the alphabet, and he was like, Q, R.
Yes, Q, Aura.
I said, hold on, son. It ain't no Aura.
It is Aura.
Two
what
syllables.
Aura.
Because that's the way
it's
the sound goes.
It's when I walk into the room.
That's it.
No.
I'm sorry, but your son is from Virginia, and he's going to Aura.
His birth certificate says Springfield, Massachusetts.
Well, his education says Virginia.
The Commonwealth of Virginia.
Right. And he will be Aura down.
Aura. Aura.
That's
yes,
funny.
He will be Aura down.
Aura.
Yes. Q-R-S.
Q-R.
You said it just rolled off my tongue.
Q-R-S.
That's a Virginia education.
Lord.
What'd you say, Sharon?
Q-R-S.
Q-R-S.
Well, those from the 80s and up is Aura.
Definitely something I had to get used to.
So, but Sharon, you've been in Atlanta for a good little while. So I didn't know they had a dialect in Atlanta. What is it?
Well, they cut off the ends of their words.
They cut off the ends.
The ends. So,
I went to George Washington High.
The what?
Excuse
me?
I went to George Washington High.
What? Oh, that's cutting off the end.
Oh, you mean George Washington High.
Washington?
We don't say it like that.
How
do
you say it? How do you say it?
George Washington High.
George Washington High. Fender.
Fender.
Right. That's just Southern period.
Southern period, darling.
Fender.
Yeah.
Spell it.
F-I-N-N-A.
What are you saying? You're
Fender. No,
we're fitting to go. Then say you're fitting to go or you're getting ready.
No, baby. It's Fender.
Fender.
Well, yeah.
Wrench.
Who?
Wrench.
Wrench dressing?
Nuh-uh. It's like
a wrench.
Wrench. You wrench around. Wrench around and give me that.
Wrench them dishes.
Wrench them dishes off.
Oh my God. No.
Yeah,
no.
Now, it was funny because working at
your mama ain't saying wrench.
No.
Educated.
She said rinse.
Wrench?
Rinse.
No, R-I-N-S-H-I-N-G. Rinse.
Rinse.
Rinsing.
Rinsing. Wrench.
I had a bad. My grandmother, most of the people in my family are either educators or nurses.
Oh, excuse you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
For me, that gene didn't fall on me. So there were certain words that we just had to use or could not get away
from. So what's in the Midwest, like Chicago and all that? Do they have like a dialect?
They do. They just talk.
They do. I caught that.
Don't you know?
That's how I love video. Don't you know. Don't you know. Yeah. I love that. Don't you know. I love that.
Yes.
That was on that cartoon of Bobby's World. Don't you know.
Well, his mom, I think, was from
that.
Well, her accent was, because when my son was in, when he went to North Dakota State, that's all it was.
It was don't you know.
Don't take me there,
because I'd be so tickled the whole time. Like,
big time.
Don't you know.
Yeah, and it was a lot of things they say is Shirley Ralph.
What is it?
Everything they say is a yo at the end.
Yo?
Don't you know?
It's so nice to meet yo.
Yo.
Don't you know?
So what up in Massachusetts, where you're from? What is going on? Use guys, that stuff?
Yeah.
Irish type of sneakers.
You know, we highlight the A.
And you drive a car.
I do like with it.
But it depends on what area up north, because
bring around the car.
Yes.
And your lights are on your car.
But
what you guys doing over there?
Hey, use guys.
That dialect is further up north, like Boston.
Boston, Maine.
I'm in the middle where I'm from. I'm in the middle of Boston and New York.
Okay.
So
New York.
Yeah. So
New York accents.
And we say y'all don't say y'all.
Yeah, we don't.
What we say?
Y'all,
yeah, that's
nice. Hey, where y'all going?
Where y'all been? What y'all gonna eat?
That's a southern thing.
Yeah. You don't say y'all.
We don't say y'all, we say yo.
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 Just
Y-O.
Y-O. Hey, son.
Oh, God, they just get on my nerves.
Yo.
I did not like when people here try to act like they were talk from New York. Yeah. Yo.
So, but that, like, when we say son is when we hype, you know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, son? You know?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody's son.
I do remember that.
Everybody's son. Yes.
Oh, my God. So, we got three little nations sitting here. We got the proper Sharon.
Yes.
Up north, Jimmery. And my country tail with the wrench around y'all finna.
And he's churn.
Churn.
And he's churn. That's right.
I definitely say churn.
That is.
Are you in need of an experienced realtor? Call Max Williams at United Real Estate Richmond. With Max by your side, he is able to connect you with no money down programs, grant money, and 100% financing. Max can help whether you are looking to sell or buy a new or existing home. Even if you're outside of Richmond, Max can help put you in touch with an experienced realtor. Check out his YouTube channel, Max Williams Realtor, or give him a call at 804-402-7788. That's Max Williams at 804-402-7788 at United Real Estate Richmond.
All right, we are back on the Bear Farmer Morning Show with Sharon Lizzie. Listen, guys, in the studio today, I got a special guest for you. We got Connie McGowan of the House of Photography. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, let me tell y'all something. Y'all need to know Connie McGowan, because Connie McGowan is making moves. And when I say your whole name like that, you know I like you.
Whole government.
Because
I don't have a middle name.
Right. And I give you one of those. But this is the reason I have Connie in the studio today. I think, to me, it's bigger than photography. This is about vision this morning. And Connie, tell us about that vision that you had that places you where you are today.
Well, for those that don't know, I'm Connie McGowan. I own the House of Photography. Mm-hmm. I am a 12-year photographer.
12? Okay.
But I've always been doing photography all my life. But I never thought that it would take me this far. I always was a hobbyist and taking candid photos and just having fun with photography. But when I started taking it seriously in 2013, I saw myself having a studio. I wanted a place that allowed my clients to feel comfortable, to get out of their comfort zone, to be catered to. And so I started saying I wanted a studio, like probably in 2000, like 15 or 16. Okay. I was like, I want a photography studio. I want a photography studio. Then as I evolved, I was very specific on the photography studio I wanted, because I started niching down to the type of photography that I love, which was boudoir and branding.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I started looking for a studio a few years ago, and it didn't pan out. So I kind of gave up, and I went through some stuff with my business and went back into my career. I'm a nurse. Okay. And then beginning of this year, I found a space that was out in Goochland.
Yeah.
It was a big abandoned warehouse that was like 7,000 square feet. I don't know why I thought I could get that abandoned building, but I just had a vision for that space. I was like, oh my God. And so I started being very specific. Okay. I had already kind of knew what I wanted the space to look like. So then I just, you know, started writing down things I wanted to see in the space and, you know, believing God for it. You know, I'm a big person about manifestation and writing your stuff down.
Yes.
I like vision boards, you know, but vision boards are a little bit different. I like to write very specific.
Right.
And I started writing things that I wanted down, and by happen chance, I was at Stony Point Mall. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the other building. Let me say that. I didn't get the other building.
Right.
But one, it was way out of my price range, and they wanted you to buy the building.
They want you to buy it.
Oh yeah, it was up in the millions. I was like, oh,
that little check.
Who they thought they were talking to? Right. Who they thought they were talking to? So that I kind of gave up with it, and I was just out at Stony Point Mall. I went over to one of the department stores, Very Ashley, and ran into Andre, who owns Andre Interiors, and I was talking to him about spaces, and he was like, you know, they got so many vacant spaces out here. And I was like, I know I can't afford to get in this mall.
Right.
And I just kind of was walking around. I went to Dillard's and I found one space that I thought I really liked, and I took a picture of it, but I didn't think no more about it. And I came from vacation and I said, oh, I got a couple days off, let me call the mall, because they were never calling me back.
Right.
And I was like, that must be a sign. So I called the mall again, and he asked me, could I come by? I came by and I toured, and the space was perfect.
Really?
It was like 5,000 square feet, probably way out of my price range.
Uh-huh.
Needed some work done to it. And I was like, I'm going to put a bid on it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it. So
Was
like, not that I didn't get it. I got it. I didn't get it because they had another vision for it.
Oh.
He showed me three other spaces. One was small, one was kind of medium, and one was the large space, which I was so dead set on that larger space.
Mm-hmm.
And when he told me I didn't get it, I was kind of like taken aback. And I was like, okay, maybe it's not time. Maybe it's not the right time for me to be opening a studio. He's like, what about the second space? And I was like, that department store? I was like, with all those shelves?
Yes,
I was like,
yes.
I'm not interested in that. Mm-hmm. He's like, just come over. I feel like that space would look better for you, what you're trying to do. And I was like, all right, I'll be over there later today. And so I went over there, and I went in the space, because when he took me originally, he was rushing. And so I didn't really get a chance to see the space. And I still remembered it, but I didn't get a chance to see it for its fullness.
Right.
And so I went in by myself, and I was in there an hour. I was in there an hour. I walked around the space. I had to feel the space for a while, and it was different from when I first went in there. And then I sat there and I prayed, and I was like, Lord, if it's your will for me to have this space, then it'll be easy.
Right.
It'll be easy. And I called the leasing officer and I said, hey, go ahead and just transfer all of my stuff to that space. And he's like, okay. Well, it took a month, and I called him. I hunted him down like a bounty hunter. I called and I called, and finally I called one day. He was like, you got it. And I was like, are you serious? And I was at work. And I like broke right into the whole praise dance. I was so excited. I was
saw
like,
you.
Gave me a space. I was like, oh my God, they don't even know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And I was so excited. I could not believe that I had that space. And I already, as soon as I left that space that day, I went and mapped out.
That's right.
Everything how I wanted it to be. Mapped out what I wanted the walls to look like. Went and found me things, pictures of what I wanted the space to look like. Created a mood board of how I needed it to look, the feel, the smell, everything. Even how I was going to, you know, utilize the space.
Yeah.
I put all that in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming true.
You know what? You do a very good job on social media tracking the journey. And the village that you brought along with you to help build out that space. It's not like you had professional contractors.
Mm-mm.
It was you and your girls.
It was Okay, honey, we was a bootlegging it up right in there. Okay, y'all don't. If y'all come, don't pay attention to stuff too much.
Look, I've already been. You saw my mouth when I dropped. I came by and I was like, oh, wow,
bootlegging it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of the team that I have because we're not contractors. Mm-hmm. We're not wallpaper designers. Right. I'm not a designer. I just like what I like. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you the space looks exactly like I envision it, it couldn't couldn't have looked any better. Right. And my team has just been amazing.
And then on top of that, Connie, you had your clients and the community get involved.
Oh my God. People donated. Mm-hmm. I created my own crowdfunding campaign because I was like, how am I going to pay for this? Right. And I was like, I don't have this kind of money to outfit this place like I want it to look. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I need a goal of a certain amount. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to tell nobody that goal because they're going to look at me like I was crazy. So I did a lower goal. Mm-hmm. And I just asked people, would they be willing to donate towards my dream or be a partner with my dream by prepaying for a session? And I was shooketh. Okay. Every day I was crying.
Yes.
Every day.
They were really hitting you up.
Oh, my phone was going off and I was like, I was telling one of my friends, like, people are actually believe in my dream. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't even know how to even feel. Like, I'm so humbled by this that they would so into my dream the way they had.
It's because you gave people something to believe in. The passion that you put behind it was unbelievable. I'm friends with you on Facebook and Instagram, and just the passion in it, and people want to contribute to what you're doing because you give them that vision. They can see it with you. They're like, oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
I feel for photography, for me, it's more than a picture. It's an experience.
Yes, and that's one thing you said that you offer. You're not just there to snip, snap, and going. It's not going to JCPenney's or nothing.
Oh no.
It's a whole thing.
And it's beyond the photo shoot. Mm-hmm. It's about how you feel when you leave. Mm-hmm. It should your photo experience should carry you beyond my studio.
Right.
It should make you feel better about the way you look. Mm-hmm. Make you take pride in your image. Right. Make you push past those insecurities and feel confident about your body or your. Because again, I shoot boudoir. That's the main thing I love. That's my passion. Mm-hmm. But branding, I want you to feel good about your images and be able to attract the clients that you want to attract. Mm-hmm. The days are gone of the blue suits and the black backgrounds and the white. That is gone. Mm-hmm. People want to know your personality. If they don't, I want to invest in the person. Mm-hmm. And I want to feel like I have a connection with them. And I feel like with my photos, you feel connected to the person. I feel like that's why so many people sold into my dream, because they feel like they know me. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't really know me, but they know a lot about me.
Right, they
know what I tell them. Mm. And I'm pretty transparent about my life. Right. And that is the journey that I have led, is being authentic about everything that's happened to me. Because I'm not a high person. I'm not a person who has a lot of secrets and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm a person who feels like that if I did something wrong, I don't want you to go through it.
Right.
So I want you to learn from my mistakes and do better.
That's right. Now, you have a grand opening coming up. Before we get out of here, let everybody know about this grand
darling. The house. Right. The house.
Yeah.
So it's November the 12th. Mm-hmm. It's November the 12th at 3 p.m. at Stony Point. There's a lot going to be going on at Stony Point that day, because they're also having a beer and wine festival or something that day. So it's going to be a lot. And the thing about it is, a lot of people are contributing to my grand opening.
Come on.
That they are donating services. Mm-hmm. And all those people that are donating services towards my grand opening, I'm blessing them with a photo shoot the week before.
Come on.
And not only is it my grand opening, it's theirs too. Mm-hmm. Because their services are going to be top notch. Right. Like, I have balloon artists that are bringing out the creativeness in their art and showcasing what they have. So you'll be able to know who they are and how to connect with them as well. So I always, with my business, I always want to make sure that I push somebody else into their creative genius along the way. And so even down to the food, people who are donating food are donating their best.
Yes.
So that, you know, people can get to sample. We're going to have small bites and bevies and, you know, things like that. And you'll get an interactive and immersive experience with the studio. You get to go through all the different sets.
Yes.
You also get to see other black businesses in Stony Point. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to come out and enjoy the beer and wine festival at Stony Point. Check out my studio. Check out these other amazing entrepreneurs out there, because Stony Point has a lot to offer. Can I just plug Stony Point for a minute? Because that's Stony my Point, home
Stony
now.
Point, Stony Point.
Stony Point. Y'all need to come out there. There are some black businesses that need your support.
Right.
I fortunately don't have to rely on the foot traffic of Stony Point.
Right.
But other businesses do.
Right.
So come on, we got to bring Stony Point back. We don't just have Short Pump that we have to deal with. We got Stony Point right out there doing amazing things. So, and we have new people out there. So
great. So November the 12th, 3 p.m. I'll be there. Sharon will be there. DeMarie is going to be there. We're going to be making a lot of noise with Connie and celebrating her and her accomplishment and her friends. So make sure you guys tune in to that. Come on out. Meet us there. Where can they find you? Social media.
So on Instagram, I'm Connie_and_co. On Facebook, if you put @Connie&AND Company RVA, you can find me there. You can find me on my personal, which is my name, and my website, which is just strictly dedicated to boudoir right now, is thehouseofphotography.com. You will be able to rent the studio for small, intimate and events that are private and adult only, and you'll also, photographers will be able to rent the space as well.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Connor McGowan, everybody. All right, we'll be right back right after this. All right, that's going to do it for us here today on the Bare Farmer Morning Show with Sharon and Lizzie. How did you feel about it, Sharon?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, we enjoyed you. Ms. DeMarie, how did you feel about it?
Oh, my gosh, the show was great.
All right, Donna Producer, you over there?
Good time.
All right, listen, Sharon, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SharonLizzie1 and on Facebook at SharonLizzie.
DeMarie?
You guys can find me on Instagram at @IAM_DeMarie and the number 2.
The Producer.
@DeGrew_for_real on the ground.
All right, guys, and if you're looking for me, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @IAMBarryFarmer. And if you need an extra dose, you can visit BarryFarmer.com. Listen, tune in to us later.
You're listening to The Barry Farmer Morning Show with Sharon Lizzie.